Chapter 40. In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the city was taken, on that same day the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me there. In the visions of God, he brought me into the land of Israel, and set me on a very high mountain. And on it, to the south, there was a structure like a city. So he brought me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze, with a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he was standing in the gateway. And the man said to me, Son of man, see with your eyes, hear with your ears, and give attention to all that I am going to show you. For you have been brought here in order to show it to you. Declare to the house of Israel all that you see. And behold, there was a wall on the outside of the temple all around, and in the man's hand was a measuring rod of 6 cubits, each of which was a cubit and a handbreadth. So he measured the thickness of the wall, 1 rod, and the height, 1 rod. Then he went to the gate which faced east, went up its steps, and measured the threshold of the gate, 1 rod in width, and the other threshold was 1 rod in width. And the guard room was 1 rod long and 1 rod wide, and there were 5 cubits between the guard rooms. And the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate facing inward was 1 rod. Then he measured the porch of the gate facing inward, 1 rod. And he measured the porch of the gate, 8 cubits, and its side pillars, 2 cubits. And the porch of the gate was faced inward. And the guard rooms of the gate toward the east numbered 3 on each side. The 3 of them had the same measurement. The side pillars also had the same measurement on each side. And he measured the width of the gateway, 10 cubits, and the length of the gate, 13 cubits. And there was a barrier wall, 1 cubit wide, in front of the guard rooms on each side. And the guard rooms were 6 cubits square on each side. And he measured the gate from the roof of the one guard room to the roof of the other, a width of 25 cubits from one door to the door opposite. And he made the side pillars 60 cubits high. The gate extended round about to the side pillar of the courtyard. And from the front of the entrance gate to the front of the inner porch of the gate was 50 cubits. And there were shuttered windows looking toward the guard rooms, and toward their side pillars within the gate all around, and likewise for the porches. And there were windows all around inside, and on each side pillar were palm tree ornaments. Then he brought me into the outer court, and behold, there were chambers and a pavement made for the court all around. 30 chambers faced the pavement. And the pavement, that is the lower pavement, was by the side of the gates corresponding to the length of the gates. Then he measured the width from the front of the lower gate to the front of the exterior of the inner court, 100 cubits on the east and on the north. And as for the gate of the outer court, which faced the north, he measured its length and its width. And it had 3 guard rooms on each side, and its side pillars and its porches had the same measurement as the first gate. Its length was 50 cubits, and the width 25 cubits. And its windows and its porches and its palm tree ornaments had the same measurements as the gate which faced toward the east, and it was reached by 7 steps, and its porch was in front of them. And the inner court had a gate opposite the gate on the north as well as the gate on the east, and he measured 100 cubits from gate to gate. Then he led me toward the south, and behold, there was a gate toward the south, and he measured its side pillars and its porches according to those same measurements. And the gate and its porches had windows all around like those other windows. The length was 50 cubits, and the width 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps going up to it, and its porches were in front of them, and it had palm tree ornaments on its side pillars, 1 on each side. And the inner court had a gate toward the south, and he measured from gate to gate toward the south 100 cubits. Then he brought me to the inner court by the south gate, and he measured the south gate according to those same measurements. Its guard rooms also, its side pillars, and its porches were according to those same measurements. And the gate and its porches had windows all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. And there were porches all around, 25 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. And its porches were toward the outer court, and palm tree ornaments were on its side pillars, and its stairway had 8 steps. And he brought me into the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate according to those same measurements. Its guard rooms also, its side pillars, and its porches were according to those same measurements. And the gate and its porches had windows all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. and its porches were toward the outer court, and palm tree ornaments were on its side pillars, on each side, and its stairway had 8 steps. Then he brought me to the north gate, and he measured it according to those same measurements, with its guard rooms, its side pillars, and its porches. And the gate had windows all around. The length was 50 cubits, and the width 25 cubits. And its side pillars were toward the outer court, and palm tree ornaments were on its side pillars on each side. And its stairway had 8 steps. And a chamber with its doorway was by the side pillars at the gates. There they rinsed the burnt offering. And in the porch of the gate were 2 tables on each side on which to slaughter the burnt offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering. And on the outer side, as one went up to the gateway toward the north, were 2 tables. And on the other side of the porch of the gate were 2 tables. 4 tables were on each side next to the gate, or 8 tables on which they slaughter sacrifices. And for the burnt offering, there were 4 tables of hewn stone, 1.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1 cubit high, on which they lay the instruments with which they slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And the double hooks, 1 handbreadth in length, were installed in the house all around, and on the tables was the flesh of the offering. And from the outside to the inner gate were chambers for the singers in the inner court, one of which was at the side of the north gate with its front toward the south, and one at the side of the east gate facing toward the north. And he said to me, "This is the chamber which faces toward the south, intended for the priests who keep charge of the temple. But the chamber which faces toward the north is for the priests who keep charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, who from the sons of Levi come near to the Lord to minister to him." And he measured the court, a perfect square, 100 cubits long and 100 cubits wide. And the altar was in front of the temple. Then he brought me to the porch of the temple and measured each side pillar of the porch, 5 cubits on each side, and the width of the gate was 3 cubits on each side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits, and the width 11 cubits. And at the stairway by which it was ascended were columns belonging to the side pillars, 1 on each side.